Good morning, everybody. We are in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Daled, Sif Hey. It's a little continuation of yesterday's, but we couldn't finish it. It was very long. Yesterday, we're speaking about saying Lashon Hara. Okay. Speaking about people that did Averis. Different people that did Averis. So, you're not allowed to reveal to others about someone's Averos. The only thing you're allowed to do, you're not even allowed to go tell a Dayan, because there's nothing going to happen. What's he going to do already if he did an Avera? Unless it's something where you have to pay someone back money. But rather you should go in a soft voice and be mazhir him, be mechiyak him, and warn him and tell him that he shouldn't do it again. That's a mitzvah of Teichacha. yeah. Now, this, of course, we said this was by an Adam Beinoni, and Koshkin by a Talmud Chacham, who the din is, the Gemara tells us that if he saw a Talmud Chacham doing an Avera, you move Tachlo, that he did Tshuva by the next day. Now, we talked about a Beinoni, we talked about a Talmud Chacham, obviously, the third choice is someone who's a less desirable individual. Okay, so again, Klal Daled, Sif, Hey. Aval, Emi Uroya Shachaitahum Evilim Haleitzim Hasoinim Lochichom Oivei. If the person who did the Aveira is someone who's a scoffer, who's not going to listen to you when you're Machiachim, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Al Toichach Leitz Pen Yisnecha, don't give Toichacha to a Letz Pen Yisnecha, lest he hate you. In other words, a guy who's absolutely not going to listen to you, you're going to say to him, you know, the Torah says that you're not allowed to steal. The Torah says you're not allowed to. And he's going to look at you, get out of here, you're so frumpy, get out of here, you couldn't give it. All he's going to do is make fun of you, he's going to hate you. And for sure, definitely, your words will not be accepted. Certainly, this guy, he's just going to do the aver again. So now we have a heter to go and tell the Dayanei Ha'ir. Should go ahead and tell the Rav. You should tell the Rabbi what's going on over here. Again, we're talking about where the Yoni Ha'ir, the Rav, has some kind of koyach and power, not just to give Musar, because you can also give the guy a little bit Teichacha. Although the Rav, you know, assuming he deals with this more often, can deal, maybe knows better how to give Teichacha. But we're talking about somebody who has the power. In other words, Rabbi, President of Shul, the board, they go to this guy and say, listen, let's say someone did something absolutely horrendous, right? He did something terrible. And the community actually does have power over such a person. I said, listen, this kind of thing, you know, he's embezzling, he's who knows what, whatever. And he says, oh, he's being immoral. He says, you know, if you go and do this again, we're going to kick you out of the shul. You know, you're going to be in Kherim, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. So there's then, if the Dayani Ha'ir have some power to stop him and from doing the Isser in the future, so then you should go ahead and tell the Dayani Ha'ir. Similarly, this is also true regarding the relatives of the Chote. If their words will be listened, then they should also go to him. Now, you have to check yourself at the door before you do this. When you go ahead and tell the Dayani Ha'ir what's going on, you have to be doing this because you really care, L'shem Shemayim. If you have a vendetta against this guy, you never wanted this guy. He was voted as the vice president of the shul instead of you. He got the gabois instead of you, whatever. You're jealous of him. And the only reason why you're going to the Dayani Ha'ir to get him kicked out of the shul is because you don't like him. That's no good. It has to be that you're going L'shem Shemayim for Hashem's sake. And even, he says, the people who are the Dayanim, they should also be punishing him in private and not to embarrass him. As we learn, the way you learn that pasuk is, give reproof to your friend, but you shouldn't get an aveira from it. Now, this is only if two people saw him do the aveira. If it's only one aid, again, doesn't help. Your testimony is zero. The Dayanim don't have to listen to one aid. So again, we were saying, again, someone did an aveira, terrible aveira, and the teichacha is not going to help by giving him teichacha. So you have to go to the dayan. But the heter only to go to the dayan is A, someone who's not going to listen to the musar, to B, that there's two edim. One A doesn't should not come. If you go with one A, you're a Moitzi Shemra. You're just spreading rumors. Someone who sees something bad about his friend and testifies him as an individual is prohibited, and someone who Hashem hates, as Igmar Msachim. Ach, however, yichal galos adover behatznei l'rabo ish sodo im yedo kiyamin dvoriv kedivish ne'edim. Now, if you are a trustworthy individual, okay, this is a little tricky, and the person who you are going to will believe you for sure, then you can say it in quiet to your rav, and mutar l'rabo listen also over zealous rachik mechavroso ashivodolo shomen daka ra. And you could distance yourself from such people. Also, the rabbi can't tell other people. Why? Because he didn't hear it from two edim. He only heard it from one person, and he would just be spreading lashon hara. The law of mi'im ra ba'atzmo. Okay, let's quickly do vav. The nearly oid be'isha shemesh pato lish nois bivalto. Person who continues to repeat his averus. Da'af from rabbi inenu tzakul kolkach. The Efshad Shivod Bimenel Hamon, even though his actions might become public knowledge, but his words will be listened, right? Shal Yishana Obavato, to stop him from doing the Aveira. Efshad Gam Ken Shemot Lagosla. In other words, when he will have to tell the Rav, we said only if you have two Edim. However, you're allowed to tell him in privacy if the Rav will believe you as one person, if the Rav won't be Megala to someone else. However, the Chavetz Chaim adds now that if this is a person that will repeat the Aveira if you don't stop him, and we know that this Rav is someone he listens to, he will listen to this Rav. No one else is going to listen to, but this Rav is going to listen to. Could be this Rav isn't the most private individual and he will tell other people, but this person will listen to this Rav, then Efshir Gamkin Shemutu Lagoso Kemish Kabaras Masapro to Elas Achaytu Vilodignoso. Va'ata Nachsal and Yenua now, the Filum Rushnaim Be'esa Sias Achet. He says, let's summarize before we finish this halacha. Even if two people see in Aveira, Vushinaki Alishno Savalto, Afapike and Mutaralak Lagalas de Nair Vilodachayim again. The only heter that we mentioned today about revealing this Aveira is only to the Dayanim, not to anyone else. In other words, like I said yesterday, the newspapers, the websites, the blogs, all this to say, just because you know it happened, just because it's Eidus, it's all Lashon Hara. Jewish news has to be very careful, just saying people that did Averis, Lashon Hara. Because the Akoponim Larinu Shavar Azay Surak Pamachas, especially the guy only did it one time, you don't know if he's going to do it again. Like Gover Az Yitzro Allah, Vachakach Shavar Tshuva, perhaps the guy already did Tshuva, as we said yesterday, and he feels bad as it is. He's still Amitecha. And you're saying Lashon Hara about him, okay? So a little complicated over here, but the bottom line is, you're not allowed to say over if someone did an Aveira. The only time you can say over is to the day on the ear, if it's going to be a Toelis, which means, if you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and it's going to help, the Dayanim have some kind of power over him, they'll be able to stop him from doing it again. Okay, Yashar Koyach, everybody.